A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for hanging out with us on another evening. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get into, Scott. But I did want to bring up the NFL Roundup are stories that have to do with the NFL, but we can also put NFL stories other places in the show. That's my disclaimer. So don't just think this is the only place you might get some NFL.
Well, that's good because people could get confused. They may. There's like, don't you have the Roundup and you're talking about?
you've already done the NFL.
Shouldn't that be in the Roundup?
I wanted to bring up a possible rule change, and the Buffalo Bills actually brought this up, and as soon as I heard it, I went, oh, yeah, that's amazing. The Buffalo Bills have submitted rule change proposals to the NFL, one that includes barring interviews for front office and coaching positions until after conference title games and hirings until after the Super Bowl. So what they're saying is, and I always think it's weird. I always just assumed, well, this is just when they do business and who cares. But it's always weird when a guy is a head coach at a new place, and sometimes they don't allow him to coach like in that next game. Most of the time they allow him. They say, yeah, you can coach these guys through this. But I do think it's weird that maybe the week or the 2 weeks running up to the Super Bowl, these guys are getting talked to they're still talking with these guys, and you're going, hey, man, they have a layoff of these guys. Maybe you do want to hire them.
If you're a team that's not in the playoffs, you're like, I don't want to sit around and watch you guys have success.
Right.
I want to move towards getting the best possible candidate. And so the problem now is if you're a good team, which means you have good candidates to hire and probably the most desirable candidates to hire, you're off limits. You can't. You're stuck. Because you're having success, you're penalized as an assistant. You don't get to talk to people. But the other, it's one of those things that's not necessarily fair to those guys, but the teams that are out there that are like, you know, in La La Land, they know that there's like a pecking order, and they want to get to the most desirable guy first, and they don't want to be left with like the crumbs, or because they've already fired their coach, they have to get a new one,
right?
And they want to try to get the best one possible. So they're whether. You know, there's no such thing as tampering, but I'm sure there's back channel conversations that are going on off the record.
But if the rules were in place where that coach didn't have to.
The rules don't mean anything in the NFL, Alex. Come on.
But I'm just saying that the actual hiring wouldn't have happened because they'll do press conferences and the guy's a week away from coaching in the Super Bowl as the defensive coordinator still or something. You know, they do that periodically, and I'm always like, it seems a little bit weird. But at the same time, I don't know. I mean, the Bills are asking for it because they. Maybe because they've been burned in the past or whatever. I don't know.
Guys don't get a chance to go and interview. And again, when you're a good team, you tend to have the most desirable candidates. So you know, people have to wait around for you anyways. But here's the challenge with that. Once the Super Bowl gets over, it's like they're into scouting, they're into free agency, they're into, you know, the NFL draft and the combine, the Senior Bowl. I mean, all these things, you know, they're going on. And so, actually, the senior is it? Yeah, the Senior Bowl is after all that. I almost thought it was before. But you don't have time to get a staff in place, to get up to speed on all of the scouting, both pro and college scouting, to get, you know, to get yourself organized for a season. There's so much that goes into getting things buttoned down, and so to wait until all of that's over actually puts a new coach at a disadvantage over an existing, you know, team, because they just go, yeah, we'll just do what we did last year. And a new coach is definitely at a disadvantage. So, that, you know, so it's one, trying to get the best coaches, but also give them enough time to ramp up their system.
Next up on our NFL Roundup, I wanted to bring this story up, Scott, to you, because Joe Montana has finally admitted that Tom Brady is indeed the greatest of all time. Now, I think Joe Montana has never been the type of personality that would
he knows he's the best.
That would entertain that, because I don't think that you guys, when I say you guys, Scott, I mean you pompous, egocentric former NFL quarterbacks will really actually give an inch to somebody in the end.
I own all of those comments and compliments, by the way. I take them as compliments.
So here's what it is. So he went on ESPN's First Take, and he was asked if he was replaced as the greatest of all time. He said, I think Tom has been in that place a long time. And he's had a tremendous career. He's been fun to watch. And he said, but if you look at what Tom's been able to accomplish in the time that he's played, I think that puts him definitely up there at the top of the list. And, I mean, the thing about Montana was he was 4-0 in Super Bowls, right? Everybody kind of went and they were a dynasty going to those four Super Bowls, you know? And he won the MVP a couple of times. And Tom Brady has thrown for almost 80,000 career passing yards, okay? And he'll cross that next year. Joe Montana, any guesses what his career passing yardage was?
Probably 30-something thousand.
40,500. Yeah. I mean, like, if you look at the numbers, and part of it is just the game is totally different. You know, you didn't have these 5,000 yard passing seasons like year after year, back to back to back. I don't know. I thought it was fun.
I don't think there's any debate on it. I mean, really. I mean, it's just
everybody knows. Yes,
Joe Montana is absolutely right about that. But what has to be so amazing for Tom Brady, and I'll bet it's more amazing than anything he's ever accomplished in his career, is to have his childhood idol, the guy that he wanted to emulate, wanted to become. He grew up in the Bay Area. I mean, you know how you have a childhood idol, and to have your hero tell you that you are greater than your hero,
and you've been there for a long time, actually.
must be just the most satisfying thing that I think Tom Brady could ever have accomplished. I know that for me, if that were to happen for me, I'd be like, wow, that would mean everything to me.
I know records are made to be broken and everything, but do you really think in your mind that there's going to ever be anybody else who's going to win seven Super Bowls?
It's just going to be
Lou Gehrig's hitting streak, or
look at Patrick Mahomes. Okay, I mean he's a young quarterback. He's been to conference championships. Right. You know, I mean, right out of the get, you know, very similar to Tom Brady.
He's already 1-1.
He's 1-1 already. Yeah, and how many more is he going to get back to?
Like, will he ever get back? You don't know. You can't.
I mean, Andy Reid is not as young as Bill Belichick was when he's, you know, started out.
Right.
So, you know, getting
keeping
a
team together, yeah. even at a place
a
like
coach,
Kansas
a system.
City. Yes.
Right. It's hard.
Even though it's a smaller market, and they just go, look, I want to be successful here forever. It's like, yeah, you're going to lose some pieces in there. There was a perfect storm of like perfect drafting, perfect trading, Tom Brady being at the center of all of it that worked out for all those years for New England. I mean, you think about 21 years straight of winning the AFC East. That's an insane proposition to ask a team to do. And then whittle it back down 10 conference championship games, and then 7 Super Bowl wins for Tom Brady.
See, I never thought anyone would get close to Shula's all-time wins record.
Right.
Bill Belichick is not far. I mean,
right, he's a year and a half probably out, right?
It's not, yeah. I think he kind of cooled off a little bit the last couple of years, but –
Wouldn't that be a total
bummer? He's got a shot at it, for sure.
Be like, Tom Brady, will you please come back to just so he can get past that mark and be able to be one of the best coaches of all time? He certainly deserves it, but, you know, it's just one of those things that I don't know. I don't. At the same time, he's won all those Super Bowls. Cry me a river. He's got 6 Super Bowl championships. If he's not the winningest coach of all time, he's the best Super Bowl championship winning coach of all time. All right. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. Got a 2-minute drill next right around the corner. Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.